All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Riot Show Part 2. I know this is Riot Day 4 or 5, but it's Riot Show for us. Part 2. Let me say it, everybody in the chat. Richard Perry is on. Robin Aroni is on. Granite 2468 is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Mike Griffith is on. Lady Vu is on. Peg McGroin is on. Skunk 71 is on. Mini Ball is on. Hassle Free TV is on. LA 106 Times is on. Scooter Magruder is on. D9597 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Charlie 340 is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. K4 VMS is on. Scott Allott is on. General Plowman is on. Guitar Glenn is on. The one and only Clean Sanchez is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Todd Suff is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Let me see. TTT US is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. I Am Mark FB is on. DK Jackson is on. Let me see here. Biggie 926 is on. Leon Fish Puppy's on. Stephan Thomas is on. Keeper 1376 is on. John Phillips is on. Let me see. Scrolling down just for another second here. CMDN is on. Hi back to you. Conservative Waffles on. Producer Aaron is on. Love you guys. Oh, USA Abbey Girl, there you are. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. All right, so let's hop back into the riots. I hope this isn't getting ad nauseum for everybody, but so we got to cover it. It is really the headlines of the day. You know, the burgeoning World War III, and Ukraine is a distant memory right now for everybody. It's amazing how it works, isn't it? It's almost as if it's on purpose. It's on purpose in a lot of ways. It's on purpose because it's actually a color revolution, and it's on purpose to get your eyes off of that, which that is really important because really how many of us, and by the way, I was born in L.A., give a crap about L.A.? Not many of us. I mean, I apologize if you live there and you really care about it, but not many of us care about it because it's long been surrendered to the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist narrative and agenda. Years and years ago, it's been surrendered. So, in my opinion, you know, protect the federal buildings and ignore everybody else. That's really what I would do because L.A., you know, you're like, well, we got to back your Tommy, your cop. You should want to back your brothers in blue. You know, if worse came to worse and lives were, you know, there are lives in danger for sure. But if guns came out, things like that, beyond rocks and projectiles, which are deadly in and of themselves, that's one thing. But if you look at the leadership of LAPD, he just basically is a leftist. I mean, that's too soft. He is a globalist leftist. The police chief for I mean, you're talking DEI, ESG, anything, critical race theory, everything. I mean, that's who's running the LAPD. So, I mean, it's hard to support anybody actually in L.A. Karen Bass, basically what we own in L.A. are the however many of the 300,000 federal buildings that are in the United States. And yes, that is actually true. It's 300,000 federal buildings in the United States of America. I know that's, I wonder why we're $37 trillion in debt. But anyway, many of them completely empty because only 6% of the federal workforce reports to work every day. But I digress. So for me, that's what we should be securing. But what is going on here is they're trying to do a color revolution. Now, what do you mean by that, Tom? Everybody already knows this is a red-pilled audience right here. It's my red-pilled brethren that I'm talking to right now. But if you hearken back to the 2014 color revolution inside of Ukraine, which is why we have the Ukrainian war today, I'm going to just be bold with all this. Vladimir Putin didn't start this war. The Obama administration did. And if you really were to hearken back, the Bush administration did, starting in the early 90s and then into the Clinton administration, into the next Bush administration, all globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitists, WEF attenders, all of them. Of course, Obama administration. Obama administration is really the ones who ignited the color revolution, which has caused the current Ukraine-Russia war. It's got nothing to do with Vladimir Putin. There you go. Oh, how dare you say that? Does it mean you're a Putin supporter? No. What I'm telling you is, let's just go over this quickly so that everybody actually sees what's going on in L.A., and if they are able to use L.A. as a launching pad to do the exact same thing here, they will do it. Do I think they'll succeed? No, because of Trump. If there was a weak Republican, or of course, Kamala Harris. Aaron, give me a Kamala.
Kamala.
Just to warm it up. If Kamala Harris was president right now, this would already be, we'd be cascading towards color revolution with strong Republican governors holding the line, and there are very few of those. That tells you how long we would actually be holding on. But back to, this is what they're trying to do, is what happened in Ukraine in 2014. So in 2014, you, of course, you have the usual instigators over there, the McCains, Lindsey Graham, all of them over there. Of course, you know, Jake Sullivan, everybody, all the usual Victoria Nulands, all the usual actors are over there, these globalist leftists who, you know, Lindsey Graham, the video I've got again, I've got this whole Ukraine section right here. This whole Ukraine expose that I'm not going to get to because of this freaking riot. And really what we need to be doing is talking about the Ukraine. But he's got to cover what is the news right now. But anyway, so back in 24, but this is what Ukraine is linked to this because it's the exact same model brought out by leftists over and over and over again. By the way, this is what happened in World War One. This is what happened in World War Two. This is what always happens. We're very, very, what they get is people who don't know each other to fight against people for the sakes of or under the name of people who do know each other. So the real quote is getting young men who don't know each other to fight against people for old men who do know each other. That's really that's the entire history of the world. If you want to wax nostalgic and believe that there is this, you know, the heroism is always there. I never want to belittle that. My dad's a war veteran from Vietnam War, but should he have ever been there? Absolutely not. Because it's purposeless that, 60,000+ Americans died. I mean, in that war. I mean, what for? I mean, what do we have today? What part of Vietnam do we own? What economic advantages? No, but a whole lot of people got rich off of the military industrial complex. The military industrial complex itself gets rich, and then it donates to politicians who also get rich. But anyways, this is all the usual model. What they do is what in 2014, they staged Victoria Nuland, Jake Sullivan, John McCain, Lindsey Graham. Who's back in Ukraine right now? He's found his partner. You know, he's found Richard Blumenthal to be his new John McCain. So there goes Lindsey Graham again. The next day, the war escalates. Well, 2014, all the usual actors are over there, and they're having these protests in front of, you know, their parliament or whatever their government buildings. And the United States warns the Ukraine government, which was Yanukovych. I said Poroshenko the other night. It's Yanukovych at the time. Yanukovych was the president of Ukraine or prime minister, whatever their title is. I'm going to call him president for easy conversation. But anyway, president of Ukraine at the time is Yanukovych, who was open to normalizing relations with Russia. Is that going to do Victoria Nuland any good? Because she gets rich off the conflict between Ukraine and Russia. So absolutely not. Same thing with Lindsey Graham. Same thing with Jake Sullivan and the entire Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi also, Mitt Romney. Of course, the Bidens all get rich off of that conflict. And being able to use Ukraine, who has a first world infrastructure, but has a third world money laundering operation. That's what they do. So anyway, what they did was they started a color revolution. How'd they do it? Well, they warned while they're having these anti-government protests that they instigated. That Lindsey Graham instigated, Victoria Nuland instigated, Jake Sullivan instigated. They warned the government, don't be too harsh on the protesters. Now, the entire time they're acting like they're standing with the government and just warning them, don't be too harsh on these protesters. But actually, Victoria Nuland's out there handing the protesters water. So is, you know, Jake Sullivan and not necessarily specifically Victoria Nuland for sure. But all of the Jake Sullivan types are out there handing them water. And they tell them not to be too violent with these protesters. Well, then the protesters instigate the violence, which causes typical Democrats. You go up and a Democrat smacks you in the face and you defend yourself by punching him in the face. You're going, dude, why are you punching me, man? Look at that violent person. They started it. Self-defense. That's what they always do. Well, that's what happened here. So the protesters actually start the incredible violence. Like Mike Benz was outlining right there. Burning things, lighting them on fire, and then labeling it mostly peaceful. It's just like the Democrats now say they're defenders of democracy. Well, their version of democracy is actually totalitarianism, banning guns, banning speech, mass experimentation on the citizenry. Right out of the Nazi playbook. And then they label all of that crap democracy. And if you attack them doing medical experiments and forcing vaccinations, you're attacking democracy. Even though what you're actually attacking is totalitarianism, but they've inverted it. They've inverted the definition of democracy inverted the definition of totalitarianism to democracy. So if you now say that you know what? I'm never going to take that vaccine. I'm never going to put that mask on. I'm not going to participate in CBDC. I'm not going to participate in social credit system. I'm not going to let you ban my speech. You're attacking democracy because they have renamed authoritarianism democracy. That's what they do. And it's the same thing with mostly peaceful. Now, what does mostly peaceful mean? Blatantly violent. Blatantly violent without necessarily AR-15s. That's what mostly peaceful is. Back in the day, as a police officer, you could open fire on an arsonist. Open fire. Pull up, open fire on an arsonist. That's what you're allowed to do because arson was considered to be deadly force. You couldn't even touch those people now. You just have to basically stand there and hope maybe you can arrest them in between them throwing Molotov cocktails at you. But anyway, so what they do is the protesters in 2014, the color revolution inside of Ukraine, start the violence. Well, the government has to defend themselves because parliament's on fire. Molotov cocktails and rocks are coming your way. So you have to then defend yourself. And all they defend themselves with was rubber bullets and tear gas. And then basically our government comes out and says, oh my gosh, does this sound familiar to you? Just because this is what they do to Trump every single time. The government is, and by the way, they just did this to the elected leader in Romania. I can't remember his last name. But anyway, they just did that to elect the leader of Ukraine. Oh, we can't allow him to maintain his presidency because it appears that Russia donated $20,000 to ads in his favor. So it's like Galina Georgescu or something like that. But anyway, I can't remember.
Georgescu is
Georgescu.
Right.
Did I get it right? Okay, there you go.
Kellen.
It's like Galen Georgescu. Yeah.
Kellen Georgescu.
Galen, yeah. So anyway, that's what they just did. It's the same playbook over and over again. So back to 2014. So now the government has a response. And then Victoria Nuland, this little Miss Piggy lookalike. I mean, this woman has absolutely no moral fiber to her whatsoever. No backbone, no convictions, no principles, except to personally enrich herself and want to cause a nuclear conflict that she believes, like Sean Penn, that she will survive. So anyway, so because she'll personally profit off of it while she lives in a bunker, I guess, for 10 years and waits for the nuclear winters to pass. But anyway, so they say, oh, you know what? We can no longer back this, you know, this government. We can't back it. Yanukovych is no longer qualified. So you know what? They back. There's Miss Piggy right there. This is the woman right here is basically controlling Eastern Europe. And whenever Trump's not in charge, this woman controls Eastern Europe. This woman controls whether or not there is or there is not a World War III. Does she work for the United States? Absolutely freaking not. She works for the globalist leftist bourgeois elitist out of London, out of Glasgow, out of Davos, whatever it may be. There is. I mean, the kid, just Miss Piggy. Aaron, I mean, it couldn't be any more like it. If we had a little Muppet right next to her, she looked just like Miss Piggy. That right there controls your life. That controls your life. I'm not kidding you. These people like this control your life. So they run out of office, Yanukovych, run them out of office, and they install Yatsenyuk. And then they start bombing the Donbass. No, Tom, that's part of Ukraine. I know. Why did they bomb the Donbass? Why did they send the Azov Nazi battalion? She loves Nazis. We and Ukraine are the only UN countries not to denounce Nazism. Did anybody aware of that? Check it. UN Charter. Go ahead and check it. Go ahead and fact check me. I love when people fact check me. Love it. It's like when people come up and challenge me about theology with no Bible verses. Please do it. I love that. When people come up and say, well, I believe. No, that's not how Jesus spoke. Jesus spoke, it is written. Remember that. But anyway, so they start bombing their own country. Why were they bombing the Donbass? What specific provinces were they bombing? Donetsk and Luhansk. That's what the battle's over right now. Isn't that weird? That's weird, isn't it? They send in the Nazi battalion, the Azov battalion, into the Donbass and bomb them with artillery and missiles. And those same two, what are called the breakout provinces, asked Vladimir Putin, please annex us into Russia like you did Crimea. Crimea was not invaded, everybody. That's what they tell you. It's never invaded. It was annexed in by their own vote. Crimea voted themselves into Russia, and Vladimir Putin said, okay, just like Trump said okay to the 747. You want to give me your land? No problem. I'll take it. It's a Black Sea port. Perfect. Thank you so much. That's what happened, and that's exactly what they're doing in LA right now. That's exactly what they're doing. Now, the police, Gavin Newsom, Karen Bass, the mayor, Gavin Newsom, of course, the idiotic governor, all of these people, they're actually on the side of the rioters, and they're hoping for an over-response by Donald Trump. They're hoping for an over-response so that they can leverage that for some sort of political advantage, even up to, you know, even up to maybe, you know, it's a little, you know, hyperbolic to say, but even out of annexing themselves out of the United States of America, even to that place. There are, if you look at things written by John Podesta, you look at his overall plans out of the Transition Integrity Project going back to the 2016 election. There's grand plans for these various blue states to secede from the union. I'm like, let them go. Good. I love California to secede from the union. Illinois, bye-bye. Washington, Oregon, bye-bye. Those of you that are there don't want to secede, you can go, you know, annex yourselves into a nearby state or whatever it may be. But anyway, I know that's hyperbolic. It's not going to happen anytime soon. But I'm telling you, that's what they're trying to do here. It's basically a color revolution to try to get Trump to overreact. And he's not doing it. He's not doing it. All right, so let's hop into it. All right, Paul A. Cipulla video. There are Democrats who are calling this video right here mostly peaceful. Play for me. All right, so that's being called mostly peaceful. Let me go back to the pregame for just a minute on the CNN panel that they had. You had Alina Salinas on there, and she was talking about people like this. And she actually this is the sentence that she had. This is a journalism expert. This is a woman who gets to the roots of the issues. This is a woman who's a journalist, so she's supposed to get to the truth. We know she's actually a Goebbels propagandist, but the definition of journalist is somebody who actually goes and gets the truth of the story, right? Well, Alina Salinas says in that interview, she's talking about people like this. See the guy with the leap blower so they can blow the smoke away so they can see where the police cruisers are so they can put more cinder blocks on them and light them on fire. But anyway, this is who Gavin Newsom says, right? You know, Gavin Newsom said, these are the mostly peaceful protesters. These are the people that ICE attacked. Can you show me those videos? Aaron, can you pull up all the videos of ICE attacking these people? Can you find that? Okay. Can you find any videos of ICE separating parents from their children?
I can't find it.
Can't find those either. No. That's weird. We're trying to find it because that's what they're constantly being accused of, is that ICE is kidnapping people off the street. Right? None of these people are real worried about it. But anyway, so Alina Salinas says, this is her quote on the CNN panel as an expert. She says it's not a crime to enter the country, get the verbiage here, Aaron, illegally. It's not a crime, it's a misdemeanor.
Oh.
What is a misdemeanor? It's a crime, and second of all, it's a felony. But anyway, it's a misdemeanor. That's what she says. So imagine your sentence being, it's not a crime to illegally enter the country, it's a crime. That's what she said. That's what she said. I mean what I just said. It's not a crime to enter this country illegally. It's a crime. That's exactly what she said. She's the second time she used the word crime, she used the word misdemeanor, which means a misdemeanor crime. That's who, these are the people that we're actually dealing with. They will actually go up and make absolute nonsensical statements. Nonsensical. And I guess people on the left just gobble it up as truth somehow. Because there's no way to even, the guy, did you see the guy in the panel? He just did this. I mean, how do you answer that? How do you answer somebody who says it's not a crime to illegally enter this country? It's a crime. That's what she said. How do you even answer that? There is no way to answer it except to look the person in the eye and say, do you realize that your statement made absolutely no sense on purpose? So Gavin Newsom is defending people like this. Here's how Gavin addresses people like this. Breaking 9/11 video. Governor Newsom, I told the president, get it over with. Play for me.
I mean, it's, again, sober and serious moment. Meanwhile, can I just add, you know, and this is why I told the president, just get it over with. Arrest me. Move on. If you need some head to scalp, do it with me. But stop messing with these kids. Stop messing with four-year-olds, kids in elementary school. We've got kids. We have hundreds of graduations down here. Kids are not going to their own graduations, families, grandparents here legally, mixed status families in some cases, scared to death to go to a graduation. People are scared to walk down the streets. It's not just Home Depot's getting their car washed. We have incidences. I didn't believe it because I, what was I thinking? I actually believe when they said this is not true. But then I saw videos. They're doing checkpoints, checking people's IDs. We've never seen this kind of deployment in so many actions. It's mass panic out here in the nation's largest county, in the nation's largest state. Good, hardworking people, decent people. These are not the criminals. These are not the thugs.
If you had a house full of murderers, let's say, right? House full of murderers. And they found out that there had been a local or state or federal task force looking for murderers. Would that house now be in panic? Because he said, these people are in mass panic. Shouldn't they be? Since they entered the country illegally and we're rounding them up. And by the way, most of them have nothing to worry about right now because the first stage is rounding up those who committed felonies once after they committed the original felony of entering the country. And it's so hard to talk about that because I don't want to relinquish their liability for their first crime. But what Tom Holman, they're calling them criminal illegals. Even though everybody who entered this country is criminal, only people that are being rounded up right now are those with a criminal record after criminally entering the country. So what Gavin Newsom is saying, back to my example, is if you had a house full, let's say a neighborhood full of murderers, a neighborhood full of armed robbers, and a neighborhood full of drug dealers, felony drug dealers, and there was a federal task force of thousands of feds going around the country and doing early morning dawn raids of places that are housing, places where criminals are living, robbers, rapists, murderers, drug dealers. Well, they would all be living in mass panic. Would everybody agree? Well, of course. They are criminals. These people are criminals. I don't care if they're a 27-year-old woman who came across the border with two little babies and she goes, she works in a laundromat. She's a criminal. She illegally entered. She's a criminal, needs to be deported. Period. Period. Listen, I am all for coming up with a worker's visa. Absolutely. Absolutely. But I've dealt with people in my own church who try to migrate here from others, just come here to work under like our green card system, whatever, and have to jump through all these hoops. And if you go through the southern border, that's great. There he is. There's Gavin Newsom advocating for, you know, these are good people. That's what he kept saying. These are good people, hardworking people, working every day. This is who Gavin Newsom's defending right here. This is who he's defending. I mean, he knows this is going on and goes out and lies anyway. That just shows you what a reprehensible human being this man is. He knows this is happening. Why is he not out there trying to stop it? He can go out there on a bullhorn with 60 CHP officers around him, keeping him safe, and go out there and tell these people to disperse. Does he do it? No, he didn't do anything. He could go out there and tell these people to disperse. Why not? He could have 50 guys around him with ARs. He'd have no problem. He doesn't do anything because he actually wants this to happen. He's cajoling Trump to go there and arrest him so that he gets Trump mugshot. And he thinks if he gets a mugshot, like Trump got a mugshot, that he'll be elected president. Nobody's going to elect you president, Gavin. You just lost every opportunity to be president because it's an 80-20 issue and you're sitting on the 20% side of it. You think people in the United States are siding with this like you are? You're siding with this. You are calling what is absolutely non-peaceful, peaceful. And he's saying you're causing these people to live in mass panic. Well, good. People on the bridge pelting cruisers with cinder blocks should be living in mass panic. They are committing felonious crimes every time they throw a rock. And again, that's exactly, you can bring it back to me. Great job there. But anyway, so that's what he's saying. Think about how nonsensical it is, but that's the qualification to be a Democrat in 2025, is to make nonsensical statements. All of these people are living in mass panic. Well, they're illegals. They should be living in mass panic because Tom Holman is now the border czar, not Kamala. Give it to me, Aaron.
Kamala.
She is not the border czar anymore. Tom Holman is. So they should be. Just like any criminal. Well, they're having a murderer's round, they're having a murderer's robbers task force. Well, you should be worried about it. Well, they're having an illegal border invader task force. Well, you should be worried about it. He's acting like American citizens. They do the conflation thing. what they'll call them, just like they did with Abrego Garcia, calling him a Maryland man, Maryland dad. They're calling these people neighbors, in part members of their community. Members of their community. They're conflating it so that it looks Hitlerian to jump out of a police cruiser and arrest them and haul them across the border, deport them. That sounds Hitlerian. It's got nothing. Hitler didn't do any of that. Hitler did not do mass deportations of people who had illegally invaded his country. Hitler deported. Hitler made concentration camps for his own, legacy Jewish citizens who had been Germans for decades, hundreds of years had lived in Germany. That's who he had hauled. We're not hauling off United States citizens. Not one. Not one. I don't care what a Democrat says. Not one United States citizen's been hauled off. This is not Hitlerian in any way, shape, or form. All right, Wall Street Apes video. Live ICE protester in Los Angeles climbing a traffic light to raise the Mexican flag. Play it for me.
All right, that guy's making me nervous. I'm getting Super Bowl grease pole trauma from Philly. Ooh, stop going off. Dude here is just, literally making my stomach drop, man. Water negates that.
But then I saw videos, they're doing checkpoints, checking people's IDs. We've never seen this kind of deployment in so many actions. It's mass panic out here in the nation's largest county, in the nation's largest state. Good, hardworking people, decent people. These are not the criminals. These are not the thugs.
Eric, you just side by side the last video. These are not that one, the one before. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, that one. Just anywhere. I don't even care where you started. These are the hardworking people, says Gavin Newsom. Right here. There's the hardworking people, Aaron and Joe. There's the hardworking people. Wow. I've never seen a deployment like this. Does anybody think we shouldn't deploy? When you have this right here, right? A hellscape out of Road Warrior? We shouldn't deploy? These are hardworking people. Leave them alone. In the beginning of that video, if you remember from Making 9/11 with Governor Newsom, he says that it's four-year-olds that ICE is jumping out and detaining. Where? Show me that. Aaron, break out all the videos of ICE jumping out and detaining four-year-olds.
Yeah, I can't.
You're like, Tom, how can people live with themselves being Gavin Newsom and just going out and saying whatever comes into their stupid leftist mind? I don't know. I guess nobody ever holds him accountable. I guess he's constantly around bootlickers and butt kissers. I don't know. Because, Gavin, there's no videos at all that support one thing you're saying. These are the hardworking people you're talking about, the people that are eating rubber bullets right now. Those are the hardworking people, the ones that have lit all those police cruisers on fire. Those are the hardworking people. These are good people. These are the good people. This is who Trump sent the National Guard in for. And he didn't even send them in. This is all LAPD. He sent the National Guard in to defend federal buildings because he didn't want another Portland situation. He didn't want another Seattle situation. These are the good people right here. These are the wonderful people that Gavin Newsom talks about. Maxine Waters, over and over again. I was there. There is no violence. Does she not realize the digital era that she lives in? That we have hundreds and hundreds. Look at this guy. He takes a clothesline right to the face. Boom. Brilliant. I wish there was a better view of this. Now let me go to the next one. Breaking 9/11 video. Looters looting a sushi store in Los Angeles. There's actually a better video of this in the post game, but it's got so much profanity. I couldn't get it. I just couldn't ask Joe and Aaron to edit it. I mean, literally be like, up. That's the only thing you'd hear on the video. But anyway, this is not being covered by mainstream news at all. All they're covering is maybe a little bit of the fires, maybe a little bit of the violence, maybe a little bit of the arson, maybe a little bit of the rubber bullets and the tear gas, maybe. But they're not covering this part of it because I just want to ask you the question. Here, side by side, that for me, Aaron, for just a second. This is Otoro Sushi, another one of the myriad of businesses now that has been looted. Let me ask you, if you are protesting against ICE policies and procedures, why would you loot a store and steal all their gear? What does that have to do with ICE? And Gavin Newsom supports it. Gavin Newsom, these are the good people. Play it for me.
They just broke in. Mimi, thank you for that rainbow. Oh my God, who just sent that gift? Who day? Thank you. Jeez.
Hey, they're looting that building.
They're looting the building, guys. They're looting the building. They've breached the building. They've breached the building. San Pedro and 2nd Street. Estamos en la San Pedro y la calle 2. En Centro Los Ángeles acaban de meter el edificio. Se acaban de meter en el edificio, ya están robando, destruyendo. Cash register over there. Everybody hit that.
Remember now, these are, as Gavin Newsom said, the good, hardworking people that ICE is molesting. And valid point here that was brought up by Aaron or Joe, can't remember which. But what is it? What stand are you supporting by looting? I mean, you're against something or you're for something. How does looting support that stand? Obviously, all these people are against ICE doing what they're constitutionally provoked to do, constitutionally commanded to do. They're all against that. And to show that you're against it, you destroy a local business. And by the way, every single person in this video was an Hispanic male. Every single human being, and the ones that weren't, the only exception was Hispanic females. These are the people that have been allowed into this country. And by the way, I think I might have time to get into it. But the reason why they feel like they can do this, the reason why they feel like they can assassinate Donald Trump, not just talking about Latinos, but I'm talking about people on the left, is because of the indoctrination that they've all received over a period of time. A lot of these Mexican nationals or even people coming from Central America believe that they have illegally immigrated to stolen land. That's what they believe. We'll get into that deeper later. And it's not stolen at all because we actually bought the land. It's actually proven. But I mean, it's national historical record. But anyway, so just remember, this is what, again, you are against ICE practices. So you loot a store. How does looting a store show that you are protesting ICE? So you might just be protesting for your own financial advantage. Could that be the case? Well, of course it is. Let's go to the next one. New York Post tweet. So here's some of the advantages of having ICE around. A mass shooter who opened fire at a graduation party is just one of the many migrants busted in the LA ICE raids. That's who they're protesting. See the bottom six? Four out of those six were the ones who started all this. Not themselves, but the arrest of four out of that bottom six is what started all of these riots. And of course, if you're going to protest these six being arrested, one of which was a child rapist, but anyway, and the armed robber, multi-felony convictions. But anyway, so imagine that. So you have ICE arresting and deporting a convicted child abuser, sex offender, and you're now to protest the arrest of the child rapist, you're going to loot an Adidas store. Aaron, can you make that make sense?
No.
Okay, how is that showing that you're against an arrest? I mean, what kind of person are you to protest the arrest of a child rapist to begin with? You explain that to me. I mean, I know that Gavin Newsom loves to lower the penalties for child sodomizers. We know that, along with his compatriot, apropos named Senator Wiener, out of California. They love to lower the criminal penalties for those that sodomize children. We know that. But I mean, so your purpose and your meaning in life, your cause, is to protest an ICE agent who deports a child rapist. And to show that protest, to demonstrate that protest, to demonstrate that you're against it, you loot an Adidas store. Explain that to me. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. And just a little side benefit. They also happen to, in these raids that they are... that are being protested now. And Aaron even brought this up. What are those cars called they're burning?
Waymo.
There? Waymo?
Yeah.
The cars you see on fire, I thought they were police cruisers. They're not, because I saw the things on top of them. They're Waymos. They're electric, non-driver. They have non-human drivers, self-driving cars.
Yep.
So you're going to burn up your own community? So explain that to me. So you're going to, a Waymo who could be very useful to you as a neighbor, or part of our community. So you're going to... that could be very useful for you, especially because you're not working, and I'm sure that you're on NGO money or government money that we've given you, that you can go spend on your own Waymo car to drive you around. And what do? Burn it to the ground. How is that protesting ICE? How is that showing that you're against ICE raids? That you're, remember what you're against. You're against ICE deporting child sex rapists. that bottom four, the four out of that bottom six, and basically all seven of these guys are repeat felonious offenders inside of the United States of America. Drug dealers, child rapists, armed robbers, home invaders. That's who's getting deported right now. And to be a Democrat in 2025, you have to call them your neighbors and community members. And then you have to protest via violence and arson their deportation. That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. Whoo, sign me up, right? What a disaster. What an absolute disaster. But again, what's Gavin Newsom's response? Play for me.
But then I saw videos. They're doing checkpoints, checking people's IDs. We've never seen this kind of deployment in so many actions. It's mass panic out here in the nation's largest county, in the nation's largest state. Good, hardworking people, decent people. These are not the criminals. These are not the thugs.
Oh, they're not? What started the entire thing was the arrest of four thugs. He's saying, I've never seen a deployment like this. Aaron said it. He's checking IDs. Oh my gosh. That's what I spent my entire 25-year law enforcement career doing. Checking IDs. That's what you do as a cop. You check IDs. You don't want that now, Gavin? I bet you want people. I bet you whenever you do some sort of dissertation somewhere, some sort of speech somewhere, some sort of conference, I'll bet you they check every ID before they get into that building because you got to protect the precious Gavin. Right? I bet you every ID is checked before they go into that building to hear your awesome words of wisdom. Right? I bet you every ID is checked. I've never seen a deployment like this. Oh, you mean where they rounded up the child sex rapist, the armed robber, the home invader, the one who shot up a graduation party? Gavin's talking all now, right now, as well as the superintendent of the Unified School District about protecting their graduation ceremonies. The guy that was just arrested by ICE shot up a graduation ceremony, graduation party. I mean, just imagine how nonsensical it is to be a Democrat. What exactly are you advocating for? What exactly are you for? What they're actually for, big picture, is mass chaos that they squelch through totalitarianism. That's what they want. They always say Trump wants violence. Trump wants chaos. No, they want the chaos, and they want you to run to them to be their actual, to be your actual spiritual savior. That's what they want. They want to remove God and have them be your savior. That's Gavin has a God complex. He thinks he's above it all, above all humanity. He wants you to run to him for your health care, for your safety, for law enforcement, for your commerce. Gavin, you know, Gavin's going to let me buy a certain amount of meat every day so that, you know, it's whatever Gavin says, because I don't want to use too many carbon credits. Gavin says I only have 7. I'm only going to use 6. That's Gavin. I mean, listen, I haven't used this in a long time. It's a sort of a pseudo-sexual perversion with these people. It really is, going back to the COVID days. You know what? You're essential. You're not essential. They love it. Mask, and they don't do it. What was Gavin's statement, Aaron? I should have stood when I sat.
Instead of sitting, I should have stood.
Oh, my gosh. That's so profound. I mean, it's so profound. I have goosebumps all over. That's when he got caught violating all of his own COVID totalitarian laws. And by the way, his kids aren't vaxxed. His kids never missed a day of school. And he's sitting at the French Laundry in a very close environment with a whole bunch of people eating dinner. Funny how that works, isn't it? And by the way, he doesn't care about the chaos in LA. He's behind his walls and guns that nobody's allowed to have, according to him. So here's a big controversy. Eric Doherty video. Paid for bionic shields are being trucked in for Los Angeles riders. Here's a good video of it. These face shields just got handed out to the riders. Who's paying for all this? Play for me.
Describe where it just feels like something's going to happen and you're waiting for it to happen. And you can look around, you see the National Guard in front of the federal building, but as far as this intersection where we're seeing all this take place, there's no local police to be seen.
Yeah.
And we have people handing out masks and gas masks, and we just saw people graffitiing the sidewalk right in front of this truck, and we've seen people doing burnouts in the street. There's no local law enforcement around.
Let us clarify, because we've been showing a wide shot and from a different angle, a whole lot of officers on the other side of the federal building, almost behind you, and perhaps the visual is obstructed from your point of view. But I can tell you there are many, many, many LAPD cars and officers there that have staged. They are blocking that freeway overpass so protesters can't get on that overpass like they did yesterday and throw bricks or concrete or scooters down on law enforcement that was below that had cleared the 101 freeway. So perhaps they're not where you are, but there's a lot of them already positioned there. They're not getting caught off guard by a crowd gathered here.
So, I mean, that was quite a yeah, shot that we have there of this these folks, and your photographer just gave us a great shot of the box that was left behind, which showed the brand of mask. I mean, it's not the kind of thing, thank you for seeing this there. It looks like a bionic shield is what that's called. I mean, that's not the kind of thing that you buy in bulk if you don't plan on doing something with it. And the fact that that's being handed out kind of like candy to everybody gives you an indication that these folks probably plan to be here for a while.
So a lot of, obviously there's a whole lot of money going on here because they're calling bionic shields, those face guards cost about $60 each and they're just handing them out like candy. Kind of strange too. And I just have to show you this one thing. You got this guy that's handing them out here and it's just very strange, isn't it? That there he is, of course, wearing a COVID mask. You look at it right there. He's actually wearing a COVID mask because the whole purpose, not the entire purpose, was muzzling you. There's always lots of tributaries to the river, lots of reasons heading into the big reasons, which is to control you. It's very strange that a guy is driving around alone in a truck with a mask on because that was made completely legitimate and completely normal during COVID, which was part of the plan, so that criminals always have an excuse to hide their face so that they can do these mass violent, not mostly peaceful, violent protests with masks on because it's actually illegal to wear a mask in California. Until COVID, now everybody can wear a mask. That's all was on purpose so that criminals could do mass violent demonstrations and nobody would be suspicious of these people at all because there's a legitimate reason for them to have a mask on, right? There'd be a legitimate reason for them to have a mask on because they're actually afraid of COVID. That was part of the COVID narrative and the agenda was to legitimize mask wearing so that criminals can be wearing them all the time and nobody would suspect that they're actually going to be committing a criminal act in a short period of time or right there in that very moment. That's the whole point of it all. All right, let's go to the next one. James Lee video. Walmart is funding this. Play for me.
This is wild. A mysterious black truck just passed out all of these expensive bionic face shields to protesters in LA, and the news caught it on camera. I zoomed in and found out this is the UVEX bionic shield. These are not cheap. They're around $45 to $65, and you can't just get them in bulk. But one place that sells them is Walmart. And why is that important? Because there's a new protest being promoted called No Kings on June 14th, and even celebrities like Chrissy Teigen are posting it. It's in magazines and newspapers. And guess who's behind this message? Christy Walton. That's right, one of the billionaire heiresses, a part of the Walmart family. Now, I don't know why they would be behind that protest against President Trump, but remember just less than 3 weeks ago, President Trump tweeted about the whole tariff situation, saying Walmart should stop trying to blame tariffs as the reason for raising prices throughout the chain. Walmart made billions of dollars of last year, far more than expected. Between Walmart and China, they should, as is said, eat the tariffs and not charge valued customers anything. I'll be watching, and so will your customers. So, is it possible that maybe the Walmart family didn't like that, and now they're finding ways to make their voices heard? Or is this just a big coincidence? As always, let me know what you think about all of this down below.
Obviously, most of us don't believe in coincidences anymore. Do we know that Walmart funded this? No, but it's awfully suspicious that they're the only place that you can buy them in bulk, and they ended up in bulk being handed out at the nonviolent, mostly peaceful protest, of course. Let's go to the next one. They are Aaron and Jory previewed this, but there he is. There he is. He actually pulled his mask off. That potentially this, for sure, it's the guy on the left was handing out the mask. Is it the guy to the right? It certainly looks like him. Photo surface of the man behind the wheel of a truck used to deliver and hand out tens of thousands of dollars worth of face shield masks to riders in L.A. He is reportedly affiliated with Local 399, a Southern California chapter of the Teamsters for a Democratic Union.
Oh.
That sounds like a perfectly non-biased, apolitical person, doesn't it? Yeah, of course. We can skip the next one. I've shown that thing enough. But anyway, the breaking 9/11 one, Joe. Let's go right to Kyle Cheney. So here's what the left is out saying right now. Governor Newsom is asking for a restraining order on Trump excess use of the military in Los Angeles, saying they are preparing to go on immigration raids with ICE. He wants a ruling within 2 hours. They must be stopped immediately. You see the date on the bottom. It's from today. So Kyle Cheney is a journalist for Politico. Now look at what it says here. Oh, no. The military might go on raids with ICE. Who cares? Does anybody in here, do you care if the military goes on a raid with ICE, which, by the way, has been instigated by Gavin Newsom and by Karen Bass, and it's all coming out now. They have actually, I don't know exact network, I guess would be the right word. They have a network in L.A. that it's actually run by the mayor's office, for all intents and purposes, by the local governance, that actually tells people where ICE is deploying. So now the problem is that ICE can never do a safe raid, if there is such a thing, safe by any term. I mean, it's never safe to do a raid. But now what happens is every time they do a raid, it happened in Omaha, Nebraska today. I'm going to show you that one. I had to wait till after 10 o'clock to show it to you because of the mass profanity in it. But I can't show it on Christian Television Network. But anyway, and I think Joe ended up editing it anyway. But anyway, so what's happened is every time ICE does anything, they come out and there's a bunch of protesters out there throwing crap at them. So now you're going to need the military there. That's what's caused by Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom. And now Newsom is upset that ICE is going to have the military go with them on raids because of what Gavin Newsom's done. So Gavin Newsom is suing ICE, or suing, who's he suing? The DOD. So he's suing the Defense Department because of what he caused to happen. Because ICE can no longer do a raid without violent protesters being present, causing them to need the military to go on raids with them. And now Gavin Newsom is going to sue them because of what Gavin Newsom caused to happen. Amazing how all of this pans out, isn't it? All right, let's go to the next one. Gaina Fauci tweet. Wherever it is. There we go. All right, breaking. Newsom hangs up after 60-minute phone call with Trump and then goes and tells everybody he hasn't talked to Trump. That's a fact. He had a 16-minute phone call with Donald Trump. I'll just read the whole headline. Breaking. Newsom hangs up after 16-minute phone call with Donald Trump to tell the world he hasn't had a phone call with Donald Trump, and there's the proof to the right that he did. And then claims he hasn't talked to Donald Trump at all. That's a bold-faced lie. That's who this guy is. I mean, listen, I understand maybe people having differing political views, but how do you vote for an absolutely repulsive human being like this? I mean, really, a repulsive human being. He knows he just had a phone call with Trump and goes and says to everybody that he didn't. Just like, remember during the fires that he caused, and I don't have time to get into that, but you know, everything that's happening in LA, he purposely causes. Everything that happens bad in California, he purposely causes to, of course, leverage you into a one world commerce system, a single access point controlled by people like him, because he's a globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist. He's not really a citizen of the United States of America, doesn't believe in the Constitution, doesn't believe in the Bill of Rights, doesn't believe in the Declaration of Independence. What he believes in is that the United States is a globalist state, not a sovereign country. That's what he believes in. That's what he's advocating for. That's what he is fighting for, is to make us a globalist state, not a sovereign nation. But that's the kind of person that he is. People like him, they do the same things over and over again. It's just like during the wildfires. He comes in, weren't wildfires, they were actually started on purpose, and they had no way to put them out. And I don't have time to get into it. If I talk about it now, I'll get 30 minutes. But anyway, it's all the same thing, though. It's almost a using a wildfire as another color revolution, although it wasn't a wildfire. Purposely was started. But anyway, So during those wildfires, he was acting like he was on a phone call when a woman tried to come up and talk to him, and he wasn't. That was all a lie, too. The man is a reprehensible, repulsive, disgusting human being. Go to the next one for me. Bill Malugin tweet, breaking, federal sources. So here are the four guys. The arrest of these four guys. As Gavin Newsom says, remember, Aaron? Hardworking.
Yeah.
Solid members of our community.
Absolutely.
Here they are. Rolando Veracion Enriquez. Yeah, because whenever you're going to say anything remotely Hispanic, you have to use the accent. That's the way that it is. Everybody realize that? Everybody talks normal English until they drive into a Taco Bell drive-thru. And that's burrito. I'll have four bean burritos. Why don't you just say it like an American? I'll have four burritos. Drives me crazy.
For my cousins.
Yeah. Just say it normally. All right. But I digress. There's a whole video on that that I love. It's one of my favorites. But anyway. All right. So there's Rolando, a national of the Philippines who has prior convictions, Aaron, prior convictions for sexual penetration with a foreign object. That's a lovely guy.
Yeah.
A guy who rapes people with broomsticks. Got to love people like that, right? Assault with intent to commit rape. This is what caused the riots. These are the people Gavin Newsom says are hardworking members of society. If you are protesting right now on the streets, and we all know they're only there protesting so that they can loot Adidas stores. But if you are and you're like, this is who I'm against ICE deporting. This is who I'm against ICE raiding to deport. Next one, Armando Ordez, a Mexican national and known gang member with convictions for sexual battery, receiving stolen property, and theft in Los Angeles. Here's another one. Here's two more. Victor Mendoza Aguilar, a previously deported Mexican national and known gang member with convictions for assault with a deadly weapon. And Aaron's instigating me. And possession. Oh, that's actually the next one. Okay, yeah, we're going to have to use it. And possession and possessing drug paraphernalia. Last one. Delfino Aguilar Martinez, a Mexican national with a conviction for assault with a deadly weapon, causing great bodily harm and injury in Los Angeles. But here's what Gavin Newsom says about these four guys. Play it for me.
But then I saw videos. They're doing checkpoints, checking people's IDs. We've never seen this kind of deployment in so many actions. It's mass panic out here in the nation's largest county, in the nation's largest state. Good, hardworking people, decent people. These are not the criminals. These are not the thugs.
These are not the thugs. These are not the people that ICE is detaining, arresting, and deporting are not the thugs, really? Rolando's raping with a foreign object. Armando, convictions for sexual battery. These are the four that started all of this. These are the four. This is what everybody got upset about with these four guys being arrested and detained. These four guys having their homes raided. That's what everybody got upset about. Victor Mendoza, known gang member. Delfino Martinez, Mexican national with conviction for assault with a deadly weapon that he actually did. He actually perpetrated in L.A. Amazing, isn't it? That's what everybody's upset about. And Gavin Newsom calls them, these are not the thugs. What started the entire thing, little Gavi, with your bleached white teeth and your greasy hair, what started the entire thing were, in fact, thugs being arrested, as well as the guy who shot up the graduation party and two more in that very raid. You stupid idiot.
See.
All right. Oh, and here's what Gavin Newsom's wife's on and about doing. Yeah, here, go to the next one for me. Retro Coast tweet. Let them eat cake as Los Angeles riot burns. Gavin Newsom's wife, whatever her name is, Jen Siebel Newsom, shops in Beverly Hills and buys a $50,000 handbag. Just let everybody know. Yeah. While you're out there, just all those people that you're going to spend the rest of your life being sexless in a federal prison, enjoy it while Gavin Newsom's having sex with his wife right next to a $50,000 handbag. Because he's not coming to help you after you get arrested for firebombing. And you think you've gotten away with it now? Do you everyone realize how many cameras are in LA? That Cash Patel and Dan Bongino are going to make it their absolute personal mission to make sure that all that facial recognition technology is used against you. You're going to be arrested, put in federal prison for firebombing. All those guys throwing rocks at federal police cars, federal units, federal vehicles that are ICE units, ICE vehicles, firebombing deputy sheriff's cars, whatever it may be, LAPD cars, and everything else. All those various felonies. Every time you throw a rock, it's a felony. It's called throwing a deadly missile. That's what it is under statute. They're going to put you in federal prison for 30 or 40 years, just like the people who bombed the Tesla dealerships. You think Gavin Newsom's going to come visit you? The people who instigate it, Stephen Colbert, who winks and nods about it on the show, he's going to send their multi-billionaires living behind the walls and guns that you aren't allowed to have. You think they're going to come and visit you or pay for your defense? Is that what you think is going to happen? No, they'll bail you out one time so you can go out and commit more crimes and have and catch another felony and catch another felony and catch another felony. They don't care that you spend the rest of your life in federal prison. Just like they don't care about the soldiers that are in military prisons for 25 years under ROE violations. They don't care about that either. Not all. They'll start the war. You get an ROE violation, rest of your life in federal prison. All right, go to the next one for me. Andy No Tweet. Here it is. They'll bail you out the one time. At Clue Justice, a far left religious organization, is among many, many groups fundraising money for illegal migrants. Their fundraiser is being shared by communist groups amid the insurrection in Los Angeles. Yeah, they'll pay to bail you out so you can catch another felony. Go to the next one for me. And a Paulina Luna video. Found out who is behind the ICE riots. Play for me.
Just found a really great deep dive here from the Data Republican on X. So who is behind all these crazy riots in LA and that will be across the nation? Just like, remember, in the Summer of Love with BLM, remember, who's organizing all that stuff? With this specifically is being funded by an individual by the name of Neville Singham, who actually made his money by pushing communist Chinese propaganda, became a billionaire doing it. He's now funding, and the guy behind all of these protests was also behind and tied to the protests at Columbia University, pushing all of that BS, if you don't remember. And then also, too, if you actually look at the social organization that's putting out these flyers, it's the Party for Socialism and Liberation, which is, and I kid you not, the actual Communist Party. So they're using Hispanics, they're using illegal immigrants, they're trying to hype people up thinking that they care, but they don't care. They did, they would stop illegal immigration. Obama deported people. Why all of a sudden now? It's political.
So now you're seeing where all the money's coming from. You hear about this all the time on this podcast, because what is this country all about? Forming NGOs that you and I pay for with our taxpayer dollars that are fully staffed by Democrats. They're given like $1 billion to feed the homeless, and they pay themselves $999 million to dispense $1 million from the homeless. That's what our country's all about. That's why we're $37 trillion in debt. And not just that, they're hiring Democratic Party attorneys, they're funding Democratic Party campaigns, Democratic Party counselors and whatever it is for their, you know, various NGOs. So that's what they do. I mean, that's what this entire country is about. And if you trace all of this money coming out of LA, it will go to an NGO. It won't go to one NGO, because what they do is, as the pharmaceutical companies do, that's why they never go bankrupt. What Pfizer does is Pfizer will form, let's just say, Sky Pharmaceuticals. And then they put out, Sky Pharmaceuticals puts out a vaccine that turns out to be deadly. Well, the families of the people who died from the vaccine sue Sky Pharmaceuticals. That they go bankrupt. That's what they do. They go bankrupt, but Pfizer always survives. That's how it works. That if there's layers of NGOs. It's NGOs, it's the, you know, you have maybe the mothership NGO with a million different subsidiaries from that NGO, and it's layered out. And these various organizations that are funding this, and she put out one, like, you know, funded by like Neville Singham, Party for Socialism and Liberation. These are all funded by all of it is coming from us. You and I are funding the riots in LA, not on purpose, but you and I are funding them. Our taxpayer dollars are what's going to those, are what is paying for the protests in LA. That's exactly what's happening. And there's a myriad of layers to it. You know, it's like I tell you all the time. Alvin Bragg says, I wasn't elected by George Soros. He didn't give a dime to my campaign. No, he gave millions of dollars to the NGO that funded your campaign. That's what happens. Every single time. All right, so let's go to the next one. Dark-haired video. Is CHIRLA behind all of this chaos? CHIRLA stands for the Coalition of Human Immigrant Rights. Can anybody guess what that is? That would be a Democratic Party NGO. Play for me.
A whistleblower in California just exposed who's behind the riots in Los Angeles and San Francisco. California State Representative Carl DeMeo has alleged that these riots are caused by the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights of Los Angeles, or CHIRLA. And he alleges that these groups with ties to the Democratic Party have incited unrest in response for federal immigration enforcement actions. Let alone that according to financial records obtained by Data Republican, the Coalition of Humane Immigration Rights of Los Angeles received nearly $34 million in government grants during the fiscal year ending June 2023. This marked a significant increase from the $12 million it received the previous year. Most of this funding came from the state of California. Even between October 2021 and September 2024, Shirley received approximately $450,000 in grants from the Department of Homeland Security for citizenship, education, and training programs. But in March of this year, the DHS terminated its relationship with Shirla and clawed back nearly $101,000 in unspent funds. And if you're still not understanding what I'm putting down, taxpayer dollars are funding what they're doing. So all these Craigslist ads and all of these people getting paid to go protest and to go riot and to go loot, they're getting paid with our taxpayer dollars. And if you want to go further down that rabbit hole, one of these organizations that is funded by these individuals are alleged to have ties to the CCP. Coincidence? I think not.
So I already outlined that via the last one, which was the Party for Socialism and Liberation. That's also paid for by our taxpayer dollars. Then you have CHRLA, the Coalition for Human Immigrant Rights, which is also funded by our taxpayer dollars. $34 million up to 2023 that's been given to them by us. Oh, it's all free. No, it's all us. It's us going into $37 trillion worth of debt. Again, that's what this entire country is about now. Is forming Democratic Party NGOs. That's it, not what about Republicans? They pay off the weak, kneed, spineless Republicans like the Romneys, like the McConnells, like the Lindsey Graham. They're all paid off by these Democratic Party NGOs. We know all that. How these people become filthy, rotten rich. I mean, I remember when Lindsey Graham donated $500,000 to Trump's legal defense fund. How does he ever do that? The man doesn't make but $200,000 a year, and he can just donate millions of dollars? This is how it works. Because what it is all of our taxpayer dollars, and I mean pretty much all of it, goes to Democratic Party NGOs, fully staffed by Democrats, who hire Democratic Party consultants, Democratic Party attorneys, and all the money that they donate to Democratic Party campaigns, all and by the way, they're all tax-free 501c3 organizations paying themselves millions upon millions of dollars to give away $1 million or to give away $100,000. That's what they do, just like the Clinton Foundation. All right, let's go to this next one. Which one am I? Is it Katarina?
Yeah.
Okay. Katarina Senora Gitaita video. Now, A lot of the reasoning or excuses behind, trying to think of a better word than that, but the narrative behind or the agenda behind a lot of these protests, if you walk up to some of these protesters in LA, they will say that the reason why we have the right to burn America up is because it's actually our land. It's stolen land. That's their narrative. They think that all of the land, whether it's Texas, whether it's California, and it goes all the way up to even to like Wyoming, they believe it's Mexican land that was stolen from them. Was it actually stolen? Play for me, Joe.
California was stolen from Mexico. All right, let's fact check this. So up until 1821, Mexico wasn't Mexico. It was New Spain. And you know why it was called New Spain? Because Spain ruled that area from 1521 to 1821. And 1821 marked the end of the Mexican War of Independence. And in 1821, states like California, Arizona, parts of Wyoming, Utah, Texas, Nevada were all owned by Mexico. But before you jump to a conclusion, hold up, wait a minute, something's not right. But in 1846, during the Mexican-American War, American settlers in California staged the Bear Flag Revolt, declaring an independent California Republic just the way Texas did. And that Mexican-American War only lasted 2 years, from 1846 to 1848. But then, in the year 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo ended the war, and Mexico ceded California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, parts of Colorado, Texas, and parts of Wyoming to the United States in exchange, get ready, for $15 million. No, but it was stolen. No, it was purchased. In 1850, California was instituted as the 31st state of the United States as part of the Compromise of 1850. And just in case that explanation wasn't enough, when I purchase a car from someone else, the moment that I sign my signature on the pink slip, that property is mine. That previous owner has no more ties to that vehicle. From the moment that money was exchanged, a purchase was complete, put into the DMV on writing, that person renounced their ownership.
So that narrative is completely and totally wrong. We're justified in doing what we're doing because we are protesting, we are committing acts of violence and burning to the ground our own heritage land. And it was bought. It was bought with a price. Sorry, $15 million. Not to mention you lost the war. I can't help that you got your butt kicked. You got your butt kicked by a bunch of Californians. Sorry, that's just the way that it is, by the way. I'm a native Californian. I'm just saying that's the way that it is. Yeah, the Mexican-American War, 1846 to 1848. You got your butt kicked in 2 years by people in California. Sorry. And then you know what? They were nice. Everybody got together, paid you $15 million for California and numerous other states, and that's the end of it. So again, just absolute lies. Just like Newsom out there, these are good people. These are hardworking people. Just absolute lies. This is stolen land narrative, absolute lie. That whole stolen, it's not even a narrative. It's also an agenda, the stolen land agenda, because it's a giant justification for violent protest because we're actually trying to take back that which is ours. No, sorry, you sold it. You know, that's called when you sell something to somebody and you try to take it back, theft. There you go. I'll show you this one. Election wizard video. Watch small crowd tries to block ICE agents happening now all over the country. This is exactly what Democrats want. Their own little color revolution. Try to get Trump to overreact. Watch small crowd tries to block ICE agents from leaving with detainees in Omaha, Nebraska. Play for me.
You don't fucking steal them. People's identity.
Now, a lot of people do not have the bona fides to say this, but I do. 25 years as a cop, I can tell you that's amazing restraint by those guys, and I certainly would have not have behaved that way. I can tell you right now that would not have gone that way. You have somebody breaking off my windshield wiper on my patrol car, that ain't going to go that way. And by the way, all those guys should be carrying giant canisters of bear spray and let those people eat it. And find that woman with the giant fat butt with her in her sweatpants. She needs to find something else to do in life besides standing in front of cars. And I have a suggestion, diet. Try dieting. Eat something besides sugar. You see where this is going. Now it's in Omaha, Nebraska. All right, that's it for the night. I appreciate you guys. 10:26, 26 minutes overtime. Nate Dad won $50 in the rant. Gucci Buckeye, $10 in the rant. Robin Aroni, $5 in the rant. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Thanks for sticking around in such a long show. We're almost back to the 90 minutes of fury right now, but I'm not going to stay that way. It's because it's a national emergency. National emergency, so I'm doing longer shows for now. But I'm going to go back to 10:24 instead of 10:27. But anyway, no. Love you guys. Appreciate you. Stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. Love you guys. God bless you.